Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and time for a pre-opening commodity market report for this Wednesday morning. Joining us is Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everyone. The Midwest direct markets today are called mostly $1 to as much as $2 per hundredweight lower as prices continue the steep slide on ample supplies for the short work week. Terminals are called $1 to $2 lower as well, with top prices from $36 to $39.50. Peoria called weak to $1 lower today, with a top price of $36. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, January 2nd, negotiated swine purchases were 11,639. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $49.50 to $58. The weighted average was $56.96, a loss of $1.98 for Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.55 to $50.70. The weighted average, $45.47. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $7,904. The base price range was $50 to $60.61. The weighted average, $56.63. A loss of $2.31 for Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.91 to $46.86. The weighted average was $44.45.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Jay Searles. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Dave. And starting out with a look to our south across Brazil, too much rain has fallen across the center and south part of Brazil over the past 5 days. Rain totals of up to 4 inches or more have occurred from southern most Minas Gerais into northern Sao Paulo into eastern Mato Grosso do Sul and also southern Mato Grosso. The greatest amounts surpassed 7 inches from northern Sao Paulo into extreme eastern Mato Grosso do Sul. In contrast, not much rain has occurred in southern Bahia or far northern Minas Gerais. Rio Grande do Sul, Santa Catarina, and southwestern Paraná have also been mostly dry. The latest soil moisture assessment shows the topsoil in far southern Brazil firming up, but subsoil moisture is still abundant. Another pocket of short topsoil moisture is in southern Bahia and far northern Minas Gerais. But as subsoil moisture situation is also abundant, that leaves no part of Brazil too dry, but a large swath from the center and south to center west is considered too wet. Rain will impact all of Brazil at one time or another over the next week to 10 days. The amounts will be sufficient to maintain adequate or excessive soil moisture. The net drying may occur in far southern Brazil again during the second week. The two-week outlook, but sufficient rain will fall in the first week. The forecast to carry that on normal crop development conditions do turn drier again. Bahia may be a little dry in the first week, but it should get rain the second week. As far as Argentina goes, rain fell in nearly 60% of Argentina's crop country over the past 5 days. Rainfall was locally heavy in Cordoba, where more than 2.5 inches was reported in Cordoba City, and more than 5 inches resulted in far southeastern parts of the province. Rainfall across most of northern Buenos Aires ranged from 1 to 2 and 3/3 inches. The favorable weather outlook environment is expected to prevail across Argentina during the coming week to 10 days. Rainfall may be less frequent and less significant for a while, with some net drying probable. Southwestern parts of the nation may dry out a little bit more significantly than other areas, but crop conditions should remain favorable. Subsoil moisture is abundant, but there is some dryness already in the topsoil across northern parts of the nation where it did not rain much during the weekend. And let's take a look once again. The wheat production areas in the Midwest and in the far western part of the U.S. did receive abundant snowfall amounts across Colorado into Kansas, western Kansas, looking at lots of snow cover there. And so far, no spring problems expected with the amount of moisture that they received from that. Let's travel elsewhere again in the world, rounding out India. Frost and freeze, a few freeze warnings occurred periodically in northernmost parts of the nation. That's not on par for this time of year, but it has been a little bit unusually on the cold side. Rain is needed throughout the wheat and rapeseed country, but very little is expected for a while. The situation may become more critical in the second half of January and February when reproduction is underway. Some loss in yield is possible without timely rainfall during that period. And as far as Australia goes, it looks like quite a bit of the area is receiving some rain. Some good news for them. Sorghum and cotton areas will receive rain today with coverage of 30%, a tenth to a half inch. A few locally intense thunderstorms will produce greater rain in western fringe of the crop country. And a quick look at South Africa. Rain fell across the eastern two-thirds of South Africa during the Friday through Monday period. Rainfall of 0.2 to an inch occurred across most of that area as well. And so far, no problems expected in South Africa as far as crop production and restrictions due to moisture. So overall, it looks like favorable crop-producing weather in most of the world that is producing, growing things. South Africa, again, the Central or South America, and also in Australia, having favorable conditions. That's a look at your agricultural weather. I'm Jay Searles.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 503, down 6 3/4. Last trade, down 11. July, $5, down 9 3/4. Last trade, down 9 1/4. March wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 493, down 8. Last trade, down 15. July, 490 1/2, down 7. Last trade, down 12 1/2. December, 503 1/4, down 8 3/4. Last trade, down 13 1/2. March corn opened at 388, down 2 1/4. Last trade, down 8 1/2. July, 401 1/2, down 1. Last trade, down 9. December, 373 1/2, down 1 1/4. Last trade, down 5 1/4. January beans opened at 680 3/4, down 2 3/4. Last trade, down 8. March, 695, down 2 1/4. Last trade, down 8 1/4. July, 720, down 1/2. Last trade, down 5 1/2. November, 739, down 1. Last trade, down 7. January soybean meal opened at 191.90, unchanged. Last trade, down 90. January soybean oil opened at 29.24, down 2. Last trade, down 36. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. Can you find any reason for wheat not to take a hard dive this morning?
Well, I really can't. It has been the weak sister on the floor for some time now. And then after coming back with a pretty good comeback effort last week and the week before, the wheat has been sort of the first to fail here and had been the first to turn south a month ago or so. And now it looks like it's wanting to lead the way down again, and I don't know why we wouldn't go after those previous lows, which really are only about, 5 or 7 cents lower than what we got to last night.
Corn moved abruptly lower to the downside, essentially in the last hour of electronic trading, but it did bounce off the 25-day moving average. How do you read that?
Yeah, it did a little bit, and there's definitely some debate going on, as usual, in terms of whether the opening this morning will be as bad as last night and any of this stuff, but I would think that I'd be very surprised if at some point during the session we didn't test last night's lows and probably go below them to some extent and all this stuff. Even if the opening isn't that bad, so to speak, but I think if this thing all of a sudden suddenly looks like it wants to go into the liquidation mode a little bit, because we left the trade Friday at the end of last week. I mean, funds were just relentlessly coming in here and buying more, but not with real big volume. I mean, I think they were sort of taking advantage of the light holiday trade and forcing it up a little bit more. But now all of a sudden, if there's sort of a lack of buyers, I think, you know, a relatively modest amount of selling could have sort of a magnified effect, and I would look for the lows from a couple weeks ago to be tested in pretty short order here.
Soybeans take its lead from corn and wheat today?
I would certainly think so, yeah, although they were the most reluctant to break, so to speak, last night and the night before, but they finally did succumb as well, and I don't think they would really be spared from the selling this week and in the near future either.
Calls then this morning?
I'll have to go with corn, something like 7 to 9 lower, beans about the same, and wheat, boy, it's I'd say 10 to 15 lower. I mean, I think we pretty much have to go, you know, with last night's suspension prices as the best indicator at this point.
About 30 seconds for the Merck, please.
Boy, I haven't really spent a lot of time looking at that. Earlier this morning, it looked like there wasn't any real great shakes there, and I don't really see any significant changes either way right off the bat.
Thank you very much, Clayton.
Okay,
you have a grand day.
Bye.
That's Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is located in Champaign, Illinois, and he joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. AM 580 has a listener comment line. You can give us a call at area code 217-333-0853 and let us know how we're doing with our agricultural programming. That's 217-333-0853. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.